code. I'm a very good liar that has lied too often.
Okay, we are now recording again. So.
Uh-oh. All right. All right, Mark, why is it closer to me than it is to you?
I think you're going to tell more of this story than I am.
You don't remember, or you just don't want to be incriminated?
Some of both.
I'm assuming this is past the...
statute of limitations?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I
think so. So you guys are good. Talk about it.
So this was in 1972.
Yeah. At least we agree on that.
So you were juniors in high school.
And I can recount... No, that would have been juniors.
Well, it depends on which part of the year. Well, yeah, if it were fall.
Seniors.
Yeah, okay.
Because
I was working in this senior job that I had to go to the next morning.
Oh, really? Was it a JPL?
No.
Okay.
Is it Daniel Mann Johnson and Mendenhall? But anyway.
Wow.
Let's go back to the beginning.
Let's go back to the beginning. I don't know where we got this stuff. It was green windowpane LSD.
Oh, okay.
And it was these little teeny squares about that big. And is this what you remember too?
I don't remember that detail, sounds plausible.
And all I remember is we were there, and Gilco had a bathroom, right? There was a bathroom back there.
Yes. And that was now my room, right? She's long gone.
Oh, she was long gone, okay.
Right, and that room that was once hers was now my room.
Okay. And I just remember sitting in in that bathroom on the toilet with this, I believe it was a half. We were going to do a half of a tab. And it was there, right there. And I was just going, and we'd never done this before.
Uh-huh.
And I was just staring at it going, once I do this, there is no going back. And I sat there for a long time. And I finally just went. Anyway, so I imagine you had a similar experience.
Yeah, I don't remember that part in detail.
Yeah.
I remember, though, then, like, an hour going by and saying, you know,
I don't feel much happening.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden.
Then we went out for a walk.
Went out for a walk, and that walk was where it all happened. So we walked out of the house, and we're walking down just around the neighborhood. I mean, we walk up to Melrose. I think it was Melrose. And then I remember walking along Melrose. I think that was where it was. And there was an antique store. And I put my head up against the glass like this. And all of a sudden, I was in the antique store in my mind.
Yeah.
But the antique store was an entire world that had a story. It had people in it. And I was just like part. There was a desk in there and a lamp. And I was going, oh, I like it. This is really
sounds like acid.
And then we wandered along, and I mean there was some bushes and shrubbery that we were really fascinated with, I think. And then the cars going by, I just remember it being a very very pleasant trip. And then all of a sudden it was David, right?
David Verschip
was there, I think. There was one other person besides us.
I think it must have been.
It must have been David. All of a sudden, we hear this noise. Remember that?
Yeah.
It just kept going. It was periodic, very regular, and this became a quest. We needed to know where that noise was coming from. It had to be coming from somewhere, and it was absolutely essential. So we went back into the neighborhood, wandering around going... We were obsessed, or I was. I mean, I wasn't really aware of what anybody else was doing.
At least you did stick together.
We did stick together, and I think it was, we were three blocks away. We were on Kilkea, or this one next to it. I think it was Kilkea, because it was right there on the corner of 3rd and Kilkea.
I think. Beverly.
Beverly, you're right.
It was Beverly and one or two past Kilkea.
All right. That makes sense. But anyway, we were on whatever it was that was past Kilkea, we were on that street, looking three blocks or two blocks down, and there's a Sinclair Pain sign, rotating. And I clocked it that every time it got to a certain place in the rotation that I heard that noise. I became absolutely convinced that that was the source of the noise. And I was so excited, I said, we gotta go, there it is. And everybody else was right behind me. I mean, I remember me finding it, but I know you could have seen it and said the same thing, and it would have been equally as true. And so we start walking towards it, and we just are so, we're getting closer and closer, and it's getting louder, and it's still in sync with the sign, and we're going, this is it, this is it, we found it. And we get walk up to the sign. I mean, we were practically there, and it stopped. It just stopped. This noise stopped, the sign stopped, it just stopped. And we looked at each other and went...
It was like 1 o'clock in the morning or something by this point. It seemed like maybe it just went off for the night.
Yeah.
But I think your claim is that it never started
again. No. To this day, if it's even still there, it does not turn. So, of course, the obvious question was it ever turning? And if it wasn't, then what was the noise?
And I remember, so I had this job that I had to go into the next day that Ray had gotten to me with one of his clients.
Oh.
And they're an architecture firm. And my job was they had this topo map. And overlaid on the topo map was a clear plastic sheet with black grid lines. And I had to go square by square, follow the contour lines, and decide what the average elevation was for that square.
Oh, God.
And then enter that in on the computer as the average elevation for that thing.
Oh, my God.
I went back in, and I did it for about an hour, and then I told him I was sick, and I had to go home. And I think it was my last day of work.
I had no idea.
Were you still...
That's new information for me.
Were you, like, still tripping, or just...
hadn't slept.
We did not
sleep that night at all.
Well...
And, I don't remember what I did the next day. Was it a weekend, or...
It must have been a weekend, because they wouldn't have been open.
It must have been over the summer, then.
Maybe. Yeah. Was this...
Or you did it on Sunday, and he had to go on Monday.
But that would have been school. I mean, if it was...
Was this the summer between 11th and 12th grade, maybe?
Might have been. I don't know.
Okay.
But... Yeah,
it's crazy. I think we broke
7.5 minutes of that is enough.
I think we broke that sign.